Thank you. There's been quite a few speakers from Canada so far. It's not just because we were happened to hang out by the Sanya cheat. It's also because there's been incredible mobilization in Canada in the last year. One of them produced a document that's called the Halifax Declaration that mobilized hundreds of civil society representatives across Canada in the last year. And I'm going to read a part of it to you. We asked the government of Canada to adopt at the national level a framework and a strategy of reparation, whose terms and outcomes take into account the violence, despoliation, injustices, the cruelty of enslavement of Indigenous peoples and people of African descent in pre-Confederation Canada, along with the devastating impacts that remain on these populations today. The criminal justice system in Canada continues to fail Black people. Members of Black community are constantly under close surveillance, harassment, frequent racial profiling, especially from police. We call for disinvestment in punishment and instead massive investment in prevention, community safety, housing, employment, mental and physical health care, economic and social justice, and in the eradication of systemic racial discrimination. We call for social assistance systems that does not criminalize and surveil Black parents, but rather works to support and uplift them. We demand an end to the criminalization of Black children in schools. The schools must implement fair policies in collaboration with Black communities and family. We demand access for all to primary care and that specialists are aware and trained in the impacts of anti-Black racism. We demand true recognition of the physiological impacts of racism on our health, including our mental well-being. We, Black people, have the right to live in communities free from environmental racism, free from the pollution and waste that impoverishes our communities, give us cancer and other diseases, and shorten our lifespans. Companies responsible for environmental damage must pay repair to communities, and we call on the Canadian government to pass and enforce laws that require communities to restore access to clean water, clean up land and environments where Black communities are established. And finally, we also call for invest